Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Horta reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Horta moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ragland. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Ragland steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards the mound. Forster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Forster. Bell moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Forster. Duncan moves to third. Lolick moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hermann to Melton. The throw back to home, and Duncan is out at the plate. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lolick moves to third. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May is walked intentionally. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horta strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 4 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired.